We're not the favourites, though, so I think it's fine to sort of wind the side up and wind the support up and say, you're an underdog that can do it. Because that's what we are, and that's what the mentality should be. I mean, I think if you can depress yourself with realities, if you like, you can sit down and look at money stats, and you can sit down and examine squads, and you can talk yourself out of it. I was doing that a little bit before. But I have to say, you need to talk yourself into it, though. Klopp needs to get the players revved up. He needs to get them running up town hall steps and punching meat at the butchers and, you know, believing that you can go in a ring with someone who's supposedly better than you and win. So that's why he's throwing the Rocky thing out there. And I'm made up with that. I mean, I still say that one of the reasons he picked Liverpool is the way he is as a man and the way he is as a manager. And, like, his psychological profile, if you like, suits Liverpool. He wants... That's what Liverpool as a city is almost about as well, a little bit for me, in being a bit of an underdog and being told that, oh, you know, you're not good at X, and then you go and, well, actually, I'll prove you otherwise. And that's what Liverpool have done for a long time. I mean, look, it's a long, long time since Liverpool were the dominant side in England and in Europe. So, you know, we are the underdog. We have to be realistic about it. But I think being the underdog can motivate you. Being the underdog, you know, offering a fuck you, offering a two fingers to the rest of the world can be a motivation in itself. It works for me. So I'm sure it can work for the players in the dressing room as well. It's like what I said before as well about, you know, I think he's bought certain players of a certain psychological profile, you know, players that have come through, beat the odds, beat adversity to get where they are. You know, you look at sort of Keita's background and stuff like that, you know, where he's come from to become a professional footballer. Mane's another one. You know, these are scrappers, these are fighters, these are people that will go that extra yard for a win for 3 points. And that's what you need in your side, because Liverpool aren't in a position where they can just go and play fantasy football and buy the very best in every position. They've done well to do what they've done, to be fair, with the spine that they've now got. I think the spine now is probably right up there with sort of 08-09 Liverpool. And, you know, they came so close to the title. So there's no reason why this side can't, because I think if you can get a good spine, and we've got one, and they stay fit and they perform to what they're capable of, then, you know, you can go anywhere, and this Liverpool side can go anywhere.